Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
To us. You said speaking to us. Yes, I said speaking. That includes me, because I've come to understand and deliver it to you. God speaks it to me. And one of the things I've come to allow me to minister or speak on something that he hasn't already allowed me to walk through. He wants us to experience the word. You know, I've read the word many times as a young lad and really registered with me the way it does now, because I'm actually living some of the scriptures that I've stood on. A word this morning that's coming, young lad, and I'm so amazed, and I'm just honored to see the young people when they, Lord, I'm glad, because God is using our young people in this age. Even though they think they should have, they have what God wanted them to have for this time. And I'm excited and amazed how he's using them through various means. He's speaking to them through the Bible, through prayer, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, life circumstances. And the message to live by today is God's guidance, and serve him through the actions and set an example as to how we should live before mankind. God has placed the young people in our ministry, and don't underestimate them. I believe the scripture said, don't despise our youth. Don't look down on them. You know, we often look down on them because they don't fit the mold that we. But I want to share with you this morning about a young boy. And when I was reading through the scripture, when God began to speak to Samuel, that Samuel did not even understand what God. Let me just go back and look at this passage of scripture. In the third chapter, it says, "Then the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation often in that time, but at that time he decided to a 12-year-old. Samuel was, well, let me just give you a little story on this. Samuel, Hannah had prayed because she was barren, and she had prayed and asked the Lord to bless her. Vowed that if you bless me with a son, I will give him back to you. Pray for her, because God just might do it. And so God blessed her, and he gave her a son request, and she gave her son back to the Lord. And so Samuel, and he would be a understudy to Eli, lying in the temple, right? And all of a sudden he heard Samuel out of a sleep, and he runs to Eli and he said, "Yes, sir, you called." He said, "No, lad." He said, "Go lay back down, and it's gonna be okay." About that, when we as young people serve up under our leaders' voice like God when he speaks. If we're honoring and following our leader, and our leader is truly, the sound of our leader's voice even should sound like God. Not only the first time it happened, he runs to Eli and said, "Yes, sir, did you call?" Eli said, "Young man, no, I didn't," and lay back down. Not only did it happen a third time, but it happened for the fourth. He said, young man, if it happens again, go back and lay down. But when it happens, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Let's look at it. It came to pass. In other words, that means that it happened. While Eli was lying down, and it began to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out into the tabernacle, and while Samuel was lying down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for you have called me. And he said, I did not call. Lie down again. Lie down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli, call me. And he answered, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel know the Lord. Let's park right there for a minute. Samuel stayed in the temple, but yet still did not know the Lord. It hadn't been matured in his life. He couldn't differentiate between God and what was God. And that's why we need seniors in our lives. That's why we need elders in our lives, wisdom in our lives, because Samuel was young and he had sight. Eli was old and he didn't have sight. But what Samuel needed was to give him insight. And what Eli needed in his life was a young Samuel and sight that he couldn't see. You'll get that tonight about 10 o'clock. Young Samuel needed old man Eli and old man young Samuel. God has placed us in the midst of people that need us. Don't underestimate these young people. And this verse is so empowering for young people that it shows the legitimacy that Christ, even as being young. Our scripture is that very present illustration with that story about Hannah. She gives her son back to the Lord. She takes him to the temple, drops him off, and gives him to the man of God to nurture. We should be doing with our children. Bringing them to the house of the Lord, dropping them off and allowing the pastor and those who are in charge to pour into them the things that are needed for them to be vital in this life. And our scripture tells us through the illustration of young Samuel that it was when Samuel was lying down and he didn't understand. And it's okay. There will be some things that you don't understand, but it doesn't mean that God didn't call you. Those people that are dancing in front of us understand all what God is saying to them. But as you begin to do what he has called you to do, good leadership, it will pour into you the things that you need to mature you that you'll be able to understand when he speaks to you. He speaks to all of us in various ways. I don't speak to me audibly. He speaks to me in my spirit, and it's just something that I know. Right on, I can't tell you what it is. I just know that I know that I know that I know. And that's how he speaks to me. He shares with me, and he took me as a little Samuel. But I knew I was peculiar as a kid. Was always separated, and in order to specifically be used by God, the first thing that will happen is God will separate you. Separate you from outside influences and influences that will cause you not to hear him and circumstances that may not be pleasing for you. He always first and in that separation comes consecration. He comes to apart the work that he has called you to do. Young Samuel at 12 years old, set apart, he's consecrated at the temple, and Samuel did not become great. He lived a life that was consecrated and dedicated to the Lord as he ministered in the temple. First, after we're consecrated and separated, we must from the traffic, too much noise. We're often distracted and on the telephone, social media, driving, talking, and we wonder why we can't hear God's voice. Distracted. Samuel, in other words, praying mother. Hannah prayed and she gave that gift back to God. And that's what we should be doing. When God blesses us with a gift, we should give that gift. God could use that gift to bless others in our midst. But we fall short sometimes. We allow ourselves to be cause and all of the things that we're going through. But I found out something. You've got to go through. And I don't know what you're going through, but you've got to go through it. Stop delaying the inevitable. Go on and suck it up and go through it. Be transparent like I always will be. The last year and a half, Pastor, has been for me. God has somehow allowed me to be on the backside of the desert, and he that I used to depend on to bounce things off of and to kind of like get feedback. Up to 14 months, he hasn't allowed that. He's had me in a place where I couldn't look nowhere but up. I could only see him, and he said, "You're not there by accident. That's where I want you." And some of the most difficult times have been through that darkness and through that unexpected turns. And I thought that I had enough wisdom and understanding, but I still always had to go back to him and go back to the word and read some of the things that he had. And what I found out that he was not sharing anything new. Everything that he was sharing had already been revealed. Some of the things that we're going through, he's already shown it to us. We try to ignore it. We don't want to walk through it, but the process is what brings on the maturity in our lives. And so that even through this new movement that we have through our young people, he's maturing them, and the process is grace in which he will use them for such a time as this. Second thing you need to understand when God is to position yourself in a safe place. What I mean in a safe place, position yourself around think like you think. See, you don't need people talking contrary to what God says. You know, I used to share it to me, and they would say, "God ain't showed you all of that," and God wouldn't. And I had to stop saying that because what I found out, God didn't. He told it to me, and they wasn't gonna understand what he was talking about to me. Dealing with God reveals it only to you. Have you ever wondered why you only have a unique fit of wonder why your DNA doesn't match up with anybody else's? God didn't make you like that by accident. He defined like that because the assignment that only you are made for. Look at Samuel. And God called him personally. Called him by name. Need the temple to hear God's voice. But he did need an old man. It's not my voice that you're hearing, but it's the voice of the one who called me. See, young people, you may not be paying attention a lot of times when you come to church. You might be sitting in the back. You might be doing all those things. But when you find yourself in a midnight hour, I believe that it's preached and prophesied to you will begin to rise up in you to show you direction and give you insight the things that you're going through. Look what it did. Samuel did not, but it was through the